This podcast contains language that is not fucking appropriate for children, including U.S. Right to Know, Jizz Knuckle, United Airlines, and Chicken McNugget.
Chicken McNugget? I don't know.
It's your fault. It's your fault.
Is it?
It's your fault. It's your fault, and we'll talk about it later, but it is your fault for telling people.
We're already getting derailed.
Where chicken nuggets came from, but go.
We're already getting derailed.
Yeah, it's already off the rails. Like, it's 2017.
I could talk about U.S. Right to Know for like the next hour. We could talk about, I don't know what a jizz knuckle is, but I see it written here. So
it's a thing. I just reached my, like, I have to say jizz once per podcast, and I did it. So no more.
No, nope. You're not going to say what anymore?
The word J-I-Z-Z. I'm not going to say it anymore. See,
that's, you're trying a little too hard there. I guess we have a sponsor this week. Tonight's episode of the Science Enthusiast Podcast is brought to you by whatever company didn't have a major PR fuck up this week. So, I mean, not to burn any bridges. I mean, we've already burned. Who did the Clear Nut Mom Jeans?
Nordstrom.
Nordstrom's not returning my calls anymore. And I'm calling them like every hour on the hour, like mind you. I mean, obviously not Pepsi, so not United. Up a couple weeks ago, like a month ago, but see, nobody remembers anymore, right?
I don't know.
It's okay.
So, like, do we even have a sponsor? I mean, somebody's probably even fucking up right now, like as we speak.
I don't know. Well, I mean, Sean, I heard, like, I don't know what's going on in the world. I just try to live a positive life. I'm just a positive person.
I mean,
I heard Sean Spicer did something.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's not a day this year until somebody kind of sort of denies parts of the Holocaust. Yeah.
Is that what he did?
Like, kind of, yeah. Sort of. Yeah.
He said something to the effect of Hitler didn't use chemical weapons.
Yeah. But good fucking God. Like it's like,
surely that's out of context. Surely that's out of context. Surely there's like some, he's like, no, he just didn't use it on like, right. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, the thing is, it's like, you can Google, like, you know, stuff about Sean Spicer from like January, and there's like, oh, is he kind of a Holocaust denier? And it's like,
oh, I'm sure it was just out of context. Does that mean we can punch him in the face?
That's a topic of another podcast that we've already done.
We've already done that. It's almost as if
we've already done that. But it's
history repeats itself sometimes, doesn't it?
That's kind of what it seems like.
So much to talk about.
Yeah. So, all right. So who are we and what are we doing?
Hello. And like, somebody's written like a lot of F words in this. I can't say the word.
Yeah. That needed to be deleted.
I don't know who. Yeah, exactly. I don't know who you granted access to this, but again, like, you are the weakest link in this podcast. You've compromised the Google Doc again. But hello, and thank you for listening to the Science Enthusiast Podcast. My name is Dan Broadbent, and as always, I'm joined by my friend Natalie Newell. I'm not going to say the word that's there.
Why?
Because you compromised the integrity of the show.
But again. I mean, like, I am brilliant.
How many times do you need to compromise the integrity of the show here?
But you know what? It's like I'm not like compromising it on purpose. It's more that like I've copied and pasted.
That's even worse. That doesn't make it better.
I'm just trying to excuse myself.
It doesn't make it better. There is no excuse.
Do you want to just like knock me off of this like show right now?
As far as the DOD is concerned. And on that note, why don't you, smooth segue, tell us about our God of the Week.
You know what? Like I was kind of feeling lazy this week with God of the Week. I've just been busy doing stuff. But I figured we have a holiday coming up, where it's, you know, kind of Christianity meets Walking Dead. So I just thought, like, I mean, can we just sort of worship zombie Jesus? Just cause, like,
you can't prove that we can't.
Right. So because, you know, this is coming out on Wednesday, and then there's all of the Easter holidays, which now I'm a former Catholic, and I remember going to church like a fuck ton during this week, like as a child. Like, we would go to church on Thursday because that's when they did the mass where like people's feet got washed, because Jesus washed the feet of the disciples. And I always thought it was kind of weird, like that.
Well, but they all wore like man sandals back then, right? They didn't have the opportunity to wear them with socks.
No, but this is what I thought was weird. When I like at the mass, like the priest would wash the feet of some of the members of the like congregation. Like, they'd go up on the, I was going to say go up on the stage, but I mean up on the like altar thing.
Not, but no. Why not call it a stage?
Like, go up on the stage and they get their feet washed, like at the mass. So I remember as a kid thinking like, this is a little weird, like the priest washing like adults' feet, but whatever. He likes feet. It's a thing. And then
he's a foot guy.
Then there's Good Friday, but like, worst name ever, because like, to me, I don't equate crucifixion with good. Like, I mean that, but that's just me. But
I mean, it really depends on which side of the crucifixion you're on, though, I think.
You don't want to be crucified. Nailed. It's a time you don't want to be nailed.
I mean,
no,
don't knock it till you try it.
I'm going to pass on trying it. And so then, you know, he goes in his tomb, and then he rises because zombies, and then we celebrate this with bunnies and candy and Easter egg hunts.
Well, and the fun part about Easter is that like, it has to happen like after the first full moon of the month, because I mean, that's what Jesus would have wanted. Right.
Does
that make sense? And like, doesn't like strike me at all as being like kind of rooted in paganism or anything like that.
No.
Christianity steal from paganism, you know, just like Jesus was probably born in the middle of June instead of in December, but
it doesn't matter. Facts don't matter.
Facts don't matter because we have faith.
Yes. So yeah, facts don't matter. We can rewrite history however we want, just like Sean Spicer rewrote history.
Oh, that's a segue.
Like, Sean Spicer is as good at history as Ken Ham is at science. And like, this is the world we live in. There are no facts.
To Ken Ham's credit, mm-hmm. We got to give credit where credit's due. If we're going to be fair and objective about this, the Ark has not collapsed yet.
All right.
So nobody's died there. That we know. Fuck, like, he's gonna come out like 5-10 years from now.
There's like, bodies.
Robin knew something, because he said like on episode 46 he said nobody's died there that we know of, and then that planet seed, like, what if we get like a rumor going
that there's bodies at the Ark? Fake news, real news, who knows anymore? So
what is it? I mean, what does it matter at this point? I mean,
like, nothing matters, because it's all just
so,
yeah,
like I said, I'm just a positive person. I mean, what's going on in the world? Explain to me what happened with Sean. And again, we're recording this Tuesdays. It's going to air the following day on the actual podcast, but tell me what happened with this
with Spicer. I mean, it's like, here's the thing. So okay, so I'm gonna just read, like, this is the quote, right?
You can't even, you're like,
I'm gonna read this. So imagine that I'm at the White House, up at the little podium thing, and I'm the person that's speaking, like, on behalf of the like fucking government.
You're the White House, press secretary. You can just say it.
So I'm the White House, like, it's hard to even spit those words out because this makes no fucking sense. So I'm up there, I'm the press secretary, and I say this sentence. I say, you had someone as despicable as Hitler who didn't even sink to using chemical weapons. Like, Can you talk? Because I can't.
So, again, trying to take a strength-based approach here and looking for the we'll call it like the bit of corn in the pile of shit that's like not totally digested. So like, I mean, if you're really, really hungry, you can like eat it again, but like you might have some shit in it still. So it might not be like the best thing for you to do. Also, like, it's not the way to go about achieving a fecal transplant. There are like actual like medical like ways to do that.
But like,
topic of another podcast.
Does he want to not do this job anymore? Because I think this is how to lose a job in one press conference. Right?
I wish I could be that shitty. Because I mean, first off, because there's some concerns from, I think we was it back in like episode 36, 26, I don't know. There's some concerns that you and I are maybe Nazis. I mean, we're not.
No.
We're not sympathizing with this. Like, if you interpreted anything that I just said as being, you know, maybe he's like trying to. No, that's what you call a joke. That's why we're laughing. It's the humor is in the absurdity of it, and the fact that I have to explain this to people like repeatedly is makes me weep for humanity. Which again, like, that's a call forward. Like, how? Oh my goodness, segues and call forwards and callbacks. Like, we are just all over the map today.
We are all over. But no, like, my feeling though, like seeing this pop up and just dominate like my Twitter feed and Facebook, it's just like, is Sean Spicer kind of buddies with like Saturday Night Live at this point? Are they writing each other's like lives and skits, and like he's rewriting history?
His explanation wasn't even that great either, because it was like, well, I mean, they weren't Hitler's own people. They just happened to be living in Germany in areas that Hitler occupied, and, you know, yeah.
Like, can somebody zap him to shut the fuck up? Like,
he didn't use it on, like, he didn't use anything that was banned on the battlefield, so we got to give the big Hitler the credit where credit's due. And like I said in a comment thread earlier, where I was talking to my decent friend, well, I call him Dan too, because he's Dan and I was the first, he's the second. But Hitler did what the Allied forces could not do. Hitler killed Hitler. So again, like, scoreboard. I don't feel good about that joke. I edit that out. Can we edit out live videos?
Yes, you could edit. You could edit out live videos.
That was not a good joke. That was not a good joke.
But you know,
if you are offended,
like, still, nobody is offended enough to hate on me, except for people who call me a shill on Twitter, which is just fucking blowing up lately. Like,
I've not paid it, I'm a positive person. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, wait, hold on. I had the best worst insult thrown at me. Like, I think it was yesterday. There was some crazy dude on Twitter that was, fighting about GMOs and saying that people who are pro GMO are like cult followers. And all this stuff, like, and that we're like religious people, like religious cult followers. Matt was having a whole like Twitter fight with this guy.
We don't see the irony in that. Okay.
So you know, called that, and then I told this guy, like, I'm making a movie about, like, you know, that focuses part of it on debunking anti-GMO myths, and he was pretty much just like, yeah, I don't want to watch that. And he compared it to like Left Behind. So he effectively, like, he compared me to like Kirk Cameron in like the movie I'm making, because I'm just making like propaganda for my pro GMO cult. So like, I'm the Kirk Cameron of science films.
But he's really good looking though. So
so let's just take it as that. So like, so somehow this guy was just like, you're awful, but what, not ugly? I don't
know. I mean, I don't know how the hell he meant it, because none of it makes sense.
None of it makes sense. And it was so weird. And it, like, I was just actually laughing because it was one of the strangest encounters. And then I stopped engaging after that. Cause it's like, you just, like, I just peaked with the insult you gave me, dude. Like, you, we were talking Kirk Cameron. So, like, so we're good. Yeah. So that, so, okay. Can we go to, like, a GMO related topic? About an organization that I know you like.
That was a sarcastic setup. I'm not sure which one we're talking about right now. Talking about the March for Science.
Oh, well, I was connecting U.S. Right to Know with March for Science. But so you love one of the organizations.
Well, I mean, I think we both have mutual interest in it.
Yes, we do.
I don't even know what to call it. What adjective? There are many adjectives, but yes. I don't know.
Yeah.
And a not nice and slightly angry adjective. Hard to Know is this organization of sorts. I think it's only like it's just a bunch of pro-organic, anti-GMO people. It's not the name, of course, is disingenuous, not unlike the, what is it that Jeffrey Smith does, the Institute for Responsible Technology.
Yes,
sounds
yes,
great, but yeah. It is the most fucking misleading name ever. Mm-hmm. But they basically spend most of their money and time and energy and efforts submitting Freedom of Information Act requests to public scientists that use public money. And so what they have to do is they have to hand over just emails, whatever they request in the FOIA. So if they request emails, they request, their schedules or like what they're doing or who they're talking to or their budgets and things like that. So the tie into March for Science somehow, what people were saying, we are worried about March for Science, which is of course coming up in about a week and a half. We are worried about this getting hijacked by Hulk. And what you know, Juliet Shore, who is a member of the board of directors
or something,
whatever,
yeah.
Board. Whatever they have for Right to Board of Harassment, is according to her Twitter tweet. I hate saying according to her tweets, like that feels like so.
Like,
I feel like such a queen when I say tweet. To her Twitter feed, she is going to be speaking at the March for Science in Boston. I mean, of course, we don't know what exactly she's going to say. So I would, like to think that she's going to talk about, how GMOs are safe and how, vaccines are great, which both, oddly enough, both are not statements on the March for Science website. So of their values. So
yeah,
that's a bit curious how that's missing. It's almost like they didn't want to alienate, part of their base for mass appeal.
Yeah. And so, I mean, to see this, that somebody who is clearly
to be speaking at the MOS Boston. I can't even fucking spell March for Science Boston. MOS Boston. MOS Boston. So maybe she's talking about something else. I don't know.
I'm gonna doubt that, but like, yeah. But this is the issue. It's that you have somebody here who's speaking at the March for Science.
Who's organizing of
what? Yes. Because, and like, her organization has FOIA'd scientists who are speaking at other marches. It's like,
don't get us wrong. Like when we say like FOIA or in those things, like that's a good thing. Like FOIA is a good thing.
Yeah.
When it's just like a tool. It's like, I mean, can we open up this can of worms? It's like a gun. Like it's not a bad thing, inherently a bad thing. Like,
you're talking
the only
about
thing
how
to
you
stop a bad
it.
Guy with a gun is a good guy. Right? It's not what it is. It's how you use it. but it's the way they implement it, the way they use it is they just harass like friend of the show, Kevin Volta.
Yeah.
For no reason whatsoever. And then they just drag his name and like other scientists just drag their names through the mud. They take things out of context. They try to make things just look as bad as they can. They don't care if it's true or not. It doesn't matter, because if it looks bad, if they can spin it in a way, if they can interpret it in a certain way, then that's what works for them. And that's what helps them achieve their goals. So you have to ask, if you're that desperate and that willing to distort facts, or to, you know, dare I say, outright lie about things, like, what are you hiding? Like, what are you scared of? Like, why are you doing that? Why not be honest and present the facts in a factual manner, in a rational and reasoned manner?
Yeah. And I think that the issue, I mean, when we bring it back to the March for Science and that stuff, like, when I first heard about this March for Science, like, I was super stoked. Because I was pissed
I didn't think about it. If I'm gonna be honest. I was angry. Yes. I was like, damn it, why didn't I think of that?
I know. So I was super stoked speaking for myself, having personally had a really positive experience at the Women's March in DC, then to hear about this March for Science, I'm like, this is really rad. This is awesome. Like, let's get at this whole like critical thinking movement. Like, this is really cool. And then I feel like my personal interest and excitement in it sort of, you know, lessened a little bit as some of these kind of things were coming out, and you could see that people were really picking and choosing, like, and that's not how science works.
Yeah. Like, anecdotally, I can speak to because of course I'm from Indianapolis, the Indianapolis group chapter, like whatever they want to call it, the Indianapolis page, had somebody on there, and I didn't pay attention to it because multiple people had already like picked it over and did the guy, but just going on and on about questioning climate science and just constantly just not understanding what's happening and just debating like just the worst like thing. And it's like, these people are, I mean, I guess that's really the fundamental problem, is that that's everywhere. That's not just exclusive to, because that's, we can also be honest and say that most people that are psyched and interested in participating in this probably lean a little left, probably aren't Trump voters, and own issue there. And I think too often as liberals, we like to think that we have a total monopoly over science or rational thought or reasoned thought, and that, you know, we can't be wrong about science, and that if I don't know, it's almost as if I'm going to do maybe a video when I'm in DC in a week and a half, where, you know, I talk to some people under the march, and, you know, just kind of see what they say and just kind of see where the conversation takes us.
I'm interested to see that. Sorry, I won't be there.
I'm interested to see it too. I know. Well, like I said, I sometimes doubt your commitment to Sparkle Motion.
I am definitely the weakest link, and I'm proving that, I guess, over and over. So sorry, listeners, if I'm not back next week, I might be fired. Like,
I didn't say you're fired. I just doubt your commitment to Sparkle Motion.
I know.
I do not get that.
No, I do get it. It's, yeah.
Okay.
I get it.
Say, you would be fired if you did not.
I've seen movies.
Understand that reference. Well, you've seen movies, but like, that is, I have not seen, of course, we're talking about Donnie Darko. I've not seen that movie since I was in college. I watched it one time after college. I remember, probably 15 years though.
It's been a long time for me.
15 years? Is that 15 years? I don't know how long I've been out of college. 10 years.
it's been a long time. It's been long enough. But yeah. So I'm not super commit. What?
You want to do it? You want to do the whole movie? Like, we just do it back and forth right now?
No, because I can't. No. I can't. No. Okay. I'm not good enough at that. Sorry. See, again, like, we're showcasing all of my weaknesses.
I hear children moving upstairs. Somebody just went to the bathroom. No. So it's a family show here in the Broadbent house.
Yeah, I'm alone in the basement. My kids are like two floors up and quiet. So hopefully they're okay.
Words until I don't hear motion for.
I can say all the bad words. All right. So all right. What do you want to talk about next? Like,
We didn't have a smooth segue into this next.
It doesn't matter because, like, do you want me to read a quote that was in the comment section of your page that I love?
I thought we had one more thing to talk about, current event to talk about before we went into internet stuff.
What was it?
We skipped over this. I see it. We can look at the talking point right above, and I'm not making this up. In the notes, it says Natalie getting nailed. I did not write that.
I didn't either.
So,
like,
This is why.
Again, this is why we edit. This is why we edit that out. I'm not
editing this out.
Just talk about the other. Just talk about the other thing because now I'm just talk about the other thing.
I mean, we can just let this moment linger. Just let it hang out there.
I don't want it to. Like, I feel like I'm getting red. Just, just go.
So I didn't. I've only heard bits and pieces about this, and then I didn't.
Me too.
Really, again, I'm a positive person. I mean, I don't know what's going on in the world. I just try to be happy.
But like,
nobody's really bad, right?
But don't you feel like I actually lately feel like I can't keep up with every like piece of damage from this year, and so it's like another airplane incident, but this time it wasn't about leggings, which that ended up being kind of bullshitty. It wasn't about leggings, like
right, and that's why you see, and I had an instance of crying wolf because I heard like the same people that I see in my feed, like, losing their shit about this, mm-hmm. that lost their shit about leggings. And I was like, legging gate?
Yeah.
Is that like a double entendre? All over again. And this one seems a little different because, like, we have the United flight just have a paying customer mm-hmm. who
was dragged out of the
removed,
plane. Right.
Because he didn't want to get up.
But he paid for a ticket.
I think, and I don't know the specific details. Again, positive person, mm-hmm. but it was some sort of aviation officer, so it wasn't like a stewardess for United, mm-hmm. but I imagine may still be employed by United. But either way, the notion that you can pay to be somewhere and then they decide, no, we don't want you here anymore for no. Actually, other than, you know, we sold too many seats because we don't know how many seats are on a plane. And then
math
physically assault you. Yeah.
Yeah.
But as I was reading this USA Today article about it, apparently there's a lot of things that you can do or have done or whatever that can get you booted from a flight. And so at least for United, and I'm sure other carriers may have similar policies. The things include bare feet, appearing intoxicated. You don't actually have to be intoxicated. Just appear intoxicated, mm-hmm. Smelling bad. That's very nondescript, but there's other reasons. And it says each provision is detailed in the nearly 37,000 word document called the contract of carriage that every passenger accepts when buying a ticket. So it's like the South Park human centipede. You mm-hmm. like, why won't you read the 37,000 word document?
Why won't it read?
Why won't it read?
That's what we're living. I mean, well, really though, life is kind of like a South Park episode these days. Like
it is. It's almost like they have expert social commentary.
Yeah.
Every step of the way.
So let's talk about the internet. Let's talk about it.
Oh, fuck me.
All right. Because people like your page. People like you.
Some do.
Into you. And then there's somebody who says something like this. Bro, I liked your page to see fucking science, and all I see is fucking bullshit. So way to go, Broadbent. Way to go.
I don't understand.
Way to go.
I mean, thank you. Mm-hmm. But I don't understand what that means. Like when people say things like that, like you're being so non-specific with your mm-hmm. feedback, it's like That's like the typical Yelp review where it's like, where it's like, I went to the restaurant, the food was good, but I didn't like the service, or I didn't like the lighting. Well, like, what about it? Like, you're saying you don't like it. Like, I understand that you're not a fan of me. I understand that you don't like me. I understand you're not going to continue following my page. That's fine. There's 725,000 other people who will. I will live. I'll be okay without you. But like, if you're going to, and like those type of people, I don't even bother like trying to take seriously because they don't warrant being taken seriously. But if you're going to try to, if you're going to complain about something, if you're going to offer any sort of criticism, like, you need to always be specific. So if you say, I don't like you because you have black hair, or because your hair, they didn't do it this time. And of course this is good for the podcast part of it. If you're not watching the video, because that's how you do a good podcast. They didn't give me the Spencer this time. I just got my haircut today. They didn't give me the Richard Spencer.
I like your hair this time. Last time.
Yeah, I do too. It's much better than last time, because I felt like I looked just like Richard Spencer. And it's like, this is not good timing.
Give me the alt-right. Give it to
this is not good timing, because I was right as we did the first Nazi hunting episode. But yeah, like, you got to be specific, and if you engage me in an honest manner, like, even as many messages as I get a day, and I know Natalie, like, you see most of those messages, or at least you have access to them on the page. Like, I'm not a dick to people as long as you engage in a honest manner. Like, if you have a problem with something, we could talk about it. Like, I'm happy to talk to you about it. That's how I learned. Like, probably, I don't know where you sourced that comment from today, but earlier today, and I scheduled this like a week or two ago, I posted a meme, as I do, about what was it? It's because it's Tuesday.
It's Transformation Tuesday.
So it was a two-panel meme. The left panel had a woman with very nicely done fingernail polish holding a baby chick, and the other panel, same woman, because the same fingernail polish and everything, holding a chicken McNugget. I can't say McNugget. I have to say nugget, but it was...
Oh, because McDonald's. Oh, yeah. Okay, but a nugget.
Because we are a nugget of getting
chicken.
Sued.
It is a nugget of chicken. It is a... yes.
We are not getting sued. But... And so I scheduled that. I was like, this is clearly a shit post.
Yeah.
It's a shitpost, which, like, if you've been following my page, like, for any period of time, like, shitposts are great because they're not supposed to make sense, or they're just supposed to be funny and not actually have any deeper meaning. But of course, because, like, where are we at? We're on the internet. People read into it.
And it became like a fucking storm. And so, okay, this is how mad people got at your shitpost, that, like, somebody came over to the podcast page.
Oh, are you serious? I did not see this.
Oh, yeah. Like, I sent you a link in our podcast chat today. But I'm going to tell you, I was checking the notifications for our podcast page, and I see, oh, somebody commented on, and this is what's weird. So I see somebody commented on a link to Matt's For God's Sake podcast that I shared.
Oh yeah, it's never anything like.
So it's a link that has nothing to do with this comment. But some girl comes over to the podcast page to complain about you.
Oh yeah, I see it now.
In it, and I'm just like, lady, couldn't you just, if you want to talk about it, send a message to the podcast page. You don't have to like publicly put it out there. Like, no. And then she didn't respond after I was like, yeah, we already talked to some vegans.
Well, I love how she cited vegan GMO, like, friend of the show, Jason Merkley, like, on one of the very first fucking episodes we ever did. We had him on. We had him on again when we had Kevin Volta on, and I think episode 15.
And so it's like, and if you...
I talked to Jason today about me. It was like, I don't see how this is offensive. Like, can you tell me how, like what your thoughts are on this, and do yourself a favor, unless you want to like feel the sensation of shoving a hot iron rod into your urethra and leaving it there until like it cools and then expands. And then,
you don't
like, it wouldn't expand though, would it? It would contract because it's hot. It would be, well, I don't know. Somebody turned to me. I can't.
It all sounds really uncomfortable. So
it's. I mean, but it's less uncomfortable than reading that comment section. But. Yeah. That's a classic example of what I'm talking about here is you have people, they're engaging, like, great, like, you're giving me engagements, which is, you're only helping me, like, by the way, because that's telling Facebook that people like this content, or at least this, people find this content interesting.
Something. They find it something.
So they're going to, they find it something. So now Facebook is going to share it and show more people this thing that you hate. Mm-hmm. But like nobody was engaging. No, at least the people that are dissenting, nobody's really engaging in a honest or positive manner. I mean, it's rather humorous because I apparently was told that I'm Hitler. I think I deleted or banned that person because it's like, you're just jumping right to Hitler. Like you can't do that. Like there are rules to using Godwin. You have to like at least wait like two or three replies. And then you say, well, you're just like Hitler.
And these comments usually happen on chicken nugget memes.
Chicken nugget memes. Yeah. Chicken nugget memes. The meme,
this is where we are.
The meme that does not advocate, endorse, condone, apologize, anything for eating chicken nuggets. It doesn't.
No, it's just
say,
like.
And I even comment. One of my first comments I made was, "What's funny is the meme itself doesn't endorse or condone eating meat. It's simply stating a fact. Chickens turn into chicken nuggets.
It's a fact.
And
it's
assuming it's a. And I even add, I'm sorry to interrupt, but the man is talking here, Natalie.
This is like the shit on Natalie podcast episode. I don't like this.
That is the shit on Natalie. That is the topic of another show. Not this podcast.
Can we not, like, everything I'm saying just can never be taken out of context in this one, please.
But I ended by saying, assuming it's a female chick, at least the males are pretty useless and get cold because they don't, when they grow up, they have no meat. So, like, I'm even saying, yeah, like, it's kind of fucked up. Like, what happens here?
Yeah.
But, of course, where's my favorite comment here? Oh, we have somebody just going on. And so she called us psychopaths, which I mean, I don't disagree. That's somewhat evidence-based, at least in reference to me. Also, somebody called me Hitler. So I said, I'm literally Hitler or Chickler or Hindler or Heinrich Himmler. I was very proud of Heinrich Himmler. That made me laugh. But then, of course, her response, pretty sad. You're into science, but ignore the science. You're not only killing this planet. I never ignored the science. Like, that's a straw man. Causing world hunger. I never took a position here. And killing yourself. Like, we're all in various stages of dying. Like, calm down. It's okay. She ended up calling us a murderer. And then, like, she like doubled down like immediately after. And called us animal killers, aka non-vegans, blah 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 blah. Whew, then we took a hard right turn. They actually learned how to kill Jews in World War II by learning how they kill animals. But yeah, pretend like you're not funding an animal holocaust.
Just let that hang in the air, and then let's move
animal
on.
Holocaust. So of course it's Wing Tuesday at Buffalo Wild Wings. So I went there and took a picture and celebrated some animal holocaust because wings are delicious.
Yeah. All right. So, so that's you today. That's you.
It's funny. It's just hilarious because it's like, that does not make any. Actually, I'm not stating any sort of opinion. Like in the post, it's not endorsing. It's not saying don't eat. Like I even said, like multiple times in the post, like this is like veganism is like I've never made. I used to make fun of it, I should say, until I talked to people like Jason Merkley, friend of the show, that we had on in episode 11. And I even talked to Jason today, and he said he explained it in his terms, so I understand where he's coming from, because he doesn't like the meme. And I understand where he's coming from, and he doesn't have to like everything. And he even said, you know, I find it offensive, but I'm not going to burn any bridges over it or get upset about it, because, I mean, it's in the grand scheme of things, it's fucking picture. But his explanation was, it is, my cat is like going crazy here. I don't know if you can hear that. He is just going nuts. His explanation was, it's, they view animals as if like they're friends, and he can't reconcile, like, if I were going to, my cat who's going crazy right now, if I were going to, you know, make cat nuggets out of him and eat that, he doesn't understand how I could do that. And I don't understand where that mindset, because obviously that's not mine. Mm-hmm. And I even, again, said on the post that animals are here to be eaten. Like what's a hawk going to do? Is it just, you know, is it going to eat grass? Like, no, like that's its thing. That's what it does.
Yeah.
But another point that I made is, we have all these appeals to emotion, like calling me Hitler and saying it's an animal hawk. Like that's such an appeal to emotion when you could use an actual credible argument, like say these are the carbon emissions from creating meat. This is how many, you know, tons of grain or tons of, you know, plant feed that have to go into getting, you know, however many tons of animal meat out. And, you know, you put in a lot more plants to get, you know, a lot less meat out. So, I mean, it makes sense. Like, I just like meat. And if you think I'm a terrible person for that, that one thing, then that's fine.
You're okay with that. You're okay with that. Yeah. So
if that's where you draw the line on me being a good or bad person, like first I have to question like where that line is for you. Like why did it take to there to get to that? But beyond that, that's fine.
You're okay with that.
Doesn't bother me. Should we move? Like, am I excited to move towards lab grown meat? Do I support that? Absolutely.
Fuck, will yeah.
I eat? Once we get lab grown meat, like, and once it's gone through the proper safety testing, once it's, you know, a reasonable price, even if it costs more than like actual, like I can get chicken for $2, chicken breast for $2 a pound at my local grocery store. Ooh, look at that. I withheld saying the brand. Or like ground beef for like $4.50 a pound. Even if it costs like $3 or $4 more a pound, like I would still probably lean towards that because I don't like the idea of chickens, you know, having to be, their sole purpose is to become nourishment for me. I don't like that idea, but it's what we got now, and we're moving towards something that's better.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Agree.
So I can't stop. Won't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop, and you will continue to post memes, shit post memes, that will break people's souls on the internet. So
yeah.
Good job on Transformation Tuesday.
Yeah, oh, that's and fine. You know what? Like I'll be fine. Again, engage not just me, like I'm not special. Like engage people, any sort of criticism you have, engage them honestly and calmly, instead of calling them Hitler and telling them they're contributing to the animal holocaust, which is the most hilarious phrase I think I've ever heard. I could talk about this for another half hour.
Yeah. So
what else do we have to talk about here?
So, I mean, like, it's like, where do you go from there? But like, in my mind, I had a, like sort of a segue going from like, this whole shit storm of Transformation Tuesday, chicken animal nugget holocaust. Meme, to like
to animal holocaust.
You like
you know the
a remix of you just saying that over and over.
Are not despicable to the point that they've used chemical weapons on their chickens.
Oh God,
that's a fact. That's science.
Dan Broadbent, alternative science. Broadbent science. All right. So we were going to talk about, yeah, this whole like shit that happened on your page. And I'm like, oh, because we obviously have this sort of good cop, bad cop thing, or like people love me and hate you. I think they feel more like meh towards me. And then they direct all their extreme emotions towards you. But I got a nice message recently. I got a nice message.
I tried doing that. I tried saving like nice messages that I get, yeah. and I always forget because they're not as, I mean, I feel great yeah. getting them, and yeah. it's good to know because I get them fairly regularly. I'm kind of a popular person.
Dude.
But
that one,
I tried doing that. I went to my flagged messages that I saved like as like a thank you or whatever. I have one from March 27th that I've actually flagged. So that's not a good point yeah. to follow up yours on a compliment sandwich. But yeah, go ahead, read this lovely message.
I got one to my skeptical parenting page, I think last week or something, saying, just wanted to write and say how much I enjoy listening to you and Dan on the podcast. She says she's new to atheism, skeptical thinking, because she says I was a Lutheran for years. I know, gross. And I've been listening to a lot of podcasts and reading a lot of books about the subjects. And this is like, I kind of liked this. She said it's mostly men writing these, so I wanted to say how fucking awesome I think it is to hear a smart, funny woman talk about science and shit. Oh, that made me feel good.
Some feels.
It made me feel some feels because it is cool to get that, you know, that like we, you know, we say this stuff, we enjoy talking to each other, and we, you know, whatever, we kind of enjoy talking to each other. We'll just say we do for the audience. Yeah, it's not the worst. And to know that it connects with some people is really cool. And especially people who are like new to this whole thing, the whole like atheist.
Yeah. Like the thing where we have no centralized document governing your thoughts or what you can or cannot do or what you should or should not think, except for base what you think and do in evidence. Like,
yeah,
there's no wrong way to be an atheist or like whatever you want to call yourself. I used to fight people on that, but I'm kind of backing off on that. Just
Whatever,
as long as you, yeah. whatever you want to identify as, if you want to call yourself agnostic, which I think is still think is a cop out, but
yeah,
non-theist, secularist. I don't like the word secularist for some reason, but I'll tolerate it.
But whatever it is, it's like
it'll be my shredded wheat of it's like I don't want it. I don't enjoy it. So I don't.
But you're like, if
I just want it to be it. Just want it to be over with. But sometimes you just need some fiber. So
you go for it.
You know what I'm talking about? Like after you have a lot of chicken.
Oh God. And it goes back to the fucking chicken. Okay.
That was a callback to a call that was, forward.
That
to
was
a callback
yeah,
to a it's, call
we're,
forward.
We're all,
it's like four
we're all
like calls.
It's a lot of calls. But so yeah, I was stoked to get that kind of message. It's been good. Like it's been cool. We've been getting that kind of feedback. And I think like that kind of message, you know, like kind of reinforces why, you know, I know I've been kind of loading up on scheduling a lot of sort of deconversion stories for us lately. And we're, you know, we'll have those airing, you know, as episodes throughout the next couple months. But because it kind of made me pause and think about like why I have really enjoyed doing those. And I like just having, you know, like regular people, like friends of us or friends of friends and like come on the show and talk about their experience, leaving religion or, and just in general, going on this journey from one way of being and living to a way that's, you know, maybe thinking a little more critically, maybe with some struggle along the way. Like, I think that in hearing some of these stories, like I was, you know, thinking about the interview we did with Neil Carter, and how he, you know, and to anyone who's listening now, this will air, I think, sometime next month. But here,
forever from now,
forever
we
from
can
now.
We can plug the YouTube.
It's there.
YouTube
it exists
right now.
But so, anyways, like his story, other stories, like you see that when people have made these choices to leave this, you know, sort of comfort security blanket, you know, sometimes very oppressive security blanket of religion or of any kind of community like that, there's stuff that you lose in a sense. Like mm-hmm. it could be relationships, it could be just, you know, some sense of yourself or whatever. But I like hearing these stories, and I think that there's something kind of amazing and brave about somebody deciding, like, I'm making a change. And it could be religion. It could be, I mean, you can kind of translate that to somebody making a life change in any way. And so I think these are stories that I feel really privileged to get to tell. And it's meant a lot to me in the past, you know, months that we've had people willing to come on and talk about all this stuff. And so, yeah, I'm glad that we have this platform to tell these stories. And for people who are listening, who are new to all of this, I think maybe to be able to feel some kind of like kindred spirit, but spirit, that's a bullshitty word. I know, but whatever, you know what I mean?
Phrasing.
I don't do well. You know what I mean? But yeah. I don't know. So thank you to like those of you who listen and kind of get a little something out of this other than, you know, the laughing when we talk about jizzy stuff.
So. you said you weren't going to say that word again, but then
I forgot. Sorry. That was a while ago. Here we are.
You can't stop. You can't stop.
Let's move on and do a meme page. Let's do a meme page. Let's do a quote, and then let's leave this shit show behind.
Out of here, in this train wreck before we get too far here. So this week, the reason we love the internet
is Daniel Guacamole Fox.
Daniel Guacamole Fox, or on this meme, I have to assume that it's intentional. They branded it Damiel Guacamole Fox, which is, of course, looking at their cover picture right now. the poor guy. I hope he lives.
It doesn't look good.
It's not a good look. No. It's a satire page for what's his name? David
Avocado Wolf.
His name for a second, David Avocado Wolf. Funny story. My uncle, like, of course, my name's Dan, legal name Daniel. My uncle wanted me to be named David for like the first like 8 years of my life. So for a while, I thought my name was David. Thanks, asshole. I can call him that because he's an asshole. It's okay to hate family too. That's a topic of another podcast. It's okay to not like your family. Can of worms. Anyway, we're talking about happy meme things.
Yeah, let's talk about here. Meme things. Go. Talk about meme things. Come on, Broadbent.
This is how my brain works. I have all these things colliding in my head. This is why I need things written down independent or individually, or else I get...
This is why you need me to Google Doc your life.
I don't know that you don't.
I mean, I kind of do a little bit. Yeah, sorry.
You kind of do.
I kind of do. I Google Doc your life.
I don't, yeah. So basically, of course, David Wolf has all these bullshit, nonsense memes that he posts on his page. And so this kind of plays off of that. So like this one, we have an oil derrick shooting up oil in the air. And the text says, "End all drilling. Every time we drill, whether it is for oil, gas, or water, we risk puncturing the Earth's heart, allowing the gravity to spill out, which will make the oceans levitate away." That is genius on multiple levels. Because, of course, David Wolf, infamously or famous, I don't know which one it is. One of the Uslies is in a video that I believe I even posted to my or reposted to my page, where he describes the process of or why the oceans are salty. Because if oceans aren't salty, the water would just fly away. Real thing, he said to real people, and he was not joking.
I mean, like, chocolate's an octave of the sun.
Chocolate is an octave of the sun, and then mushrooms, and
so, yeah. So he like
mushrooms
he
imparts, are not of this earth.
He gives all this,
which
you know,
is not which when you look into that one though, that one's not entirely false. So that's kind of like but
so like David Wolf tells people, you know, how to live their lives, all that, and so Daniel Guacamole Fox does too, and so like, you know, says, I wanted to offer everyone a quick piece of important advice. Do you ever find yourself craving more cocaine, but you can't seem to snort it because your nose is already gushing blood and you blew out your septum? Sure, we all find ourselves in this situation probably most days, actually. As a quick alternative, rub the cocaine on your gums or hold it between your lip and gum to absorb it. It's not as fast as snorting, but when you're bleeding out of your nose profusely, sometimes it's your best option. So try this next time you're in this situation and report back at your results. Like this guy, he you know, he's looking out for his followers.
Good life advice. Or yeah. This is the last one we'll do. It's a picture of flies on shit. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what they do. It's their thing. Yeah. Not my thing. Not how I would want to spend my afternoon, but I also don't eat shit. Despite what I've been instructed to do numerous times in numerous messages and emails. But it says feces. We did not do our articulatory warm-ups before the show. Feces.
So you fucked that up, yeah.
Not the teeth, the tip of the tongue, the articulatory tools. Feces. Flies will eat it. So will beetles, ants, and other insects. Even dogs will sometimes eat it. But why won't the FDA let stores sell it as food? That, of course, lists like, you know, just nonsensical benefits. But this is in response to an actual fucking meme Wolf posted where he has the sucker laying on the ground and ants are going around. It says aspartame, roaches and ants won't eat it. Cats and dogs won't eat it. Even houseflies won't eat it. But the FDA serves aspartame to you. Well, no, like the FDA doesn't serve that. They don't eat it because it has no nutritional value. You dumb piece of shit.
Can we just tell, like, David Wolf to go fuck himself?
I mean, no, because that's kind of dismissing him without actually addressing the concerns. But also, like, you can call him a dumb piece. You can, like I just said,
yes.
You know, that aspartame does not have nutritional value. That's why things don't want to eat it, because they're in the business of staying alive. So they don't want to touch something that has that
doesn't keep them alive.
Has no benefit to them. Yeah. But also, you're a fucking idiot. So that's not ad hom. That's just, again, stating facts supported by evidence.
Yeah. Good job. Yeah. All right. So thank the people that, like, actually donate to us putting this shit show on.
We have many a people who enjoy giving us money. Why is beyond me.
We don't ask questions. We don't ask questions.
Some of them, I don't even care where the money came from. No judgment here. Like, as long as it goes to us. But then some of these people even, like, give money to, like, both the places, both the podcast and to me directly. And Natalie's going to make a Patreon.
Nobody wants to give me money.
I disagree. So now he's going to make a Patreon here soon too. And so
I should just ask if anyone would be willing to give me money. I'm not going to make it and feel like a loser.
See, people, this is what I learned from, a friend of mine who actually, she quit her job. She was a coworker. Quit her job. She's done like 1,000 different things, but long story short, quit her job, went to go run a food truck, was incredibly successful running a food truck, and ended up doing a like brick and mortar actual restaurant.
Whoa.
And was now she's got that to a point where it just runs itself. She's smart, hardworking, yada yada yada, but her main And she did this like in the middle of nowhere too in Indiana, which is even crazier. But her thing is people want to know what they like. They want to know what to try. Like, and unless you tell them, they're not going to know. So there we go. That's why you're going to make a Patreon. But anyway, now that we talked a little human psychology, if you want to throw out some money too, that's cool. Like, we appreciate that. And you would be just as cool as Michael and Trevor and Nathan and Alice and Cynthia and two more Michael B's too, you know, as you do, but also Felix, Amanda, Chris, James, Sarah, Josue, and then our new patron, Magnus.
Magnus.
I don't know if that's a real name or not. I don't care if it's a real name. Like, you donate, if you give us money, you can write whatever that you could write really mean things about me as your name, and I'll still read it and thank you because you're still giving us money. Like, I don't care what you call us. whatever. It's the internet. Like if I wouldn't be called. If I cared what some random person on the internet thought of me, I wouldn't put myself out there like this. But if you want to do that too, you know, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/TSEpodcast. We have links in the show notes, links on the video right now. But also, like, if you don't want to give us money, but you still like us, like, tell your friends, because that's how we grow. That's how we get more ear holes listening, I guess.
We get in more ear holes.
We get inside your head, and then, like, we just kind of like that that ex that you don't really, you know, you don't really like that much, but, like, you can't stop thinking about, because you're just kind of lonely and just kind of bored, and you're like, well, gosh, like, I guess she wasn't that bad, right?
Better than nothing.
So then, like, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, maybe had a drink or two, and you're like, well, I guess I'll just see what she's up to. And then next thing you know, you're back together, and you don't know how it happened, because, I mean, you're a little drunk, and
where are we going with this? Or, like, are they dating us?
I thought I was talking about my love life. Anyway,
yeah, quote
5-star rating.
Yeah. Okay.
Or four, or three. If as long as you support it, I don't care. We don't care.
Yeah.
Right. Like our whole thing.
Whatever. We're sorry.
Was that good? I didn't stick to the script there.
That was all fantastic. And so I'm gonna just hit you with a quote,
because hit us with a quote of the week.
All right. So we make our world significant by the courage of our questions and the depth of our answers. My man Carl Sagan. He's the best. He's so quotable. He's fantastic. All right. So next week, come back. If you have survived listening to the two of us talk for all this time, next week, we promise it's not just us. We have our friend Nathan Dickey from the Trolling with Logic podcast talking about, like, how he grew up pretty Christian, pretty into apologetics, but now he's not. And so, yeah, we talked about all kinds of stuff with him. So come back, listen, and, you know, it's not just the two of us next week. So, like, congratulations, you've made it through this.
You know what I just realized? We talked about the Guacamole Fox cover picture. We never described what it was.
Oh, yeah, it was somebody, like, parachuting.
We were about to debate. Should that be a tease?
Oh.
So, yeah, you have to check out the page for more, or you could just...
Yeah. I ruined it.
It's a guy parachuting, and the parachute is engulfed in flames.
Yeah.
He also question where his head is. I don't see a head there. So
because it got burned. That's just a body. That's a corpse.
I don't know that it's not. Now that I look at, there's a YouTube video that somebody posted. Parachute on fire. Skydiving. Oh, it's skydiving stunts. It's a stunt.
Oh,
of course, internet.
Oh, internet, you've led us wrong. You thought that it was internet, somebody that was dead. Like,
I expected somebody to die.
Yeah, but no. Well, so have a great happy Easter. Yeah, happy Zombie Jesus Day. Like,
that go is this weekend. Oh, you know what I'm doing with my kids this weekend? I'm so excited. I've taken them to Comic-Con here in Indy.
Oh, sweet. That's awesome.
I had no idea it was this weekend. And then somebody was like, oh, yeah, Comic-Con. I was like, oh.
That's rad. I'm
with my kids. Like, why not? So, yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's going to go with my 5-year-old. But we'll be there. So.
But that's something. Yeah.
Yeah, it's something. Awesome. And then, of course, prepping for Science Mart. Well, we got another episode before that, so we can talk about that more then.
Mm-hmm. Cool. All right.
Well, thanks, guys, for listening. Thanks for watching. If you're watching us on the YouTubes, on the Facebooks, on what are we on? Anything else?
I think that's it. I think that's enough.
I would have to know. Like, I would be the one putting us there.
You're like command center over there. You know where we are, and I think like
two I got this places, down. Like I had
yeah two places.
I had everything set up and like ready to go. Yeah. Like 10 minutes tonight. It was amazing.
I know you were like were ready before me, and I felt like really I'm fucking slacking today. Like,
I didn't want to say anything. I'm glad you're able to admit it.
Like,
like, people listening to this for like the first time are like, don't know that like we get along and that we've known each other for well over a year and like been doing this for,
this is
episode 46. So we're close to doing this for a year, which means we have really after a year, no excuse to like not be good. And yet we persist. Yeah,
nevertheless,
we get along. Like, I'm not misogynist here. Like, it's a joke, and those jokes are poking fun at people who actually are misogynist. Like,
do you want to start talking to your NPR
voice? Don't. I don't. Not tonight.
Okay.
Not tonight. I have a headache.
All right. Cool. Well, you have a headache. 9:30. I don't know.
That was.
Go.
A joke. It's okay. I don't really have a headache. I'm saying I have a headache.
I'll just stare at each other really awkwardly and have silence play out on the show.
I'll explain the joke to you when you're
okay.
We're going to continue for a couple more minutes here on Facebook once I figure out how to end the video on Facebook. That's why we're still going, is because the screen went away. But we're going to continue this on YouTube. So if you want to watch us for like a few more minutes and talk about that one thing that we talked about earlier. Ooh, look, is that a good tease?
That's not that one thing? Talk about that one thing? No.
Tease. Not UTs, but we're going to pop over on YouTube. The link to the YouTube video is in the description. Thanks, guys, for watching.
Let's suck it and see. Because we know what the kids say. Like, we're...
It would help if I unmuted my mic in Zencaster.
That would help.
But I got you recorded saying let's suck it and see, so I mean
just fuck like, it that,
goals
yep.
achieved.
Suck it and see.
So we're doing levels right now and see what video attacks: science, skepticism, atheism, Hitler.
Oh, gosh.
Adolf Hitler. Survey says yes. There's a Hitler tag. What else? Jesus.
Yeah.
And then it also has Mary, parenthesis, mother of Jesus. Okay.
As opposed to Mary Magdalene. That saucy one.
Even fucking Facebook tags are like misogynist as shit. Like, she can't just be Mary. Mary of Nazareth or like whatever. She has to be fucking like, no, this is Jesus's mom. Like, this is how we validate her existence, is by calling her Jesus's goddamn mother.
Like, that's what my Facebook should just be like. Natalie, no last name, just like Milo and Zeke's mom.
Right.
That's like, it. Yeah,
exactly.
Natalie, mother, like, no, or just like mother of two. Like, that's it.
Like, you're not good for anything else. Like, you have no purpose other than raising a child. If you're not raising a child, you like, what the fuck are you doing with your life?
I'm a baby factory. Like, and I've only popped out two. So, like, I'm not even really probably that successful in a baby factory.
Trying.
Like, I'm not that good at it. No, I'm not trying. I'm just...
Well, see, and I don't know what good I am. Am I any good? Or is my value put into, like, the amount of sperm that I can shoot out? Because I can't shoot out any sperm anymore. Not since the incident.
Not since the incident. But you're a white man anyway. So it's like your value is always going to be higher than mine. Like, even if I bore, like, a fuck ton more kids, like, it doesn't matter.
Or bared.
Bared? Baird?
Or Baird?
Baird? I don't even
Baird
know.
Baird, I just imagine you like playing the lute. Oh, this is episode 46. This is not episode 45. I gotta edit that. It's too late. It's too late for the for the Zencaster. The Zencaster,
it
the
doesn't
name
matter.
Is set. The name is set.
The name
That's
is
not
set.
Changing.
So, okay. Is the name just Suck It and See? That's the name of this episode of our podcast.
I thought we were going to call it...
We can't call... I don't think we could call it that anymore. Okay, so...
The music you heard tonight was written and performed by Adam Johnson and was used with his permission. You can contact Adam at adamjohnsondc@gmail.com.
This podcast is property of Not Narrow or Straight LLC. All rights reserved.